follow us on Twitter at Hurtworks Podcast, Twitter handle Hurtworks3. Send us a motherfucking email at hurtworkswiththez@gmail.com. You can also get at us on Instagram at hurtworkswiththez. Remember, first three people to send us something anywhere, you win a prize, motherfuckers. So, what's the downfall? Anyways, what's up, Hurt Nation? It's another fucking hot day where I'm at. But it could be worse, because you know what? Hillary could have won, and we could have all been slaves already by now. So, I guess it's a great day, man, right? Yeah, I can't really bitch about it. But anyways, I digress. I hope everybody is doing good. I hope your day has been okay. Hopefully nobody's pissed you off. And if you're hurt while you're tuning in, awesome. If not, get hurt. And if you are, get even more hurt. So much to talk about. I don't even know what to talk about. But I guess I'll talk about how I've been feeling lately. Been feeling really good lately. Don't know why. I've been happy. Been feeling really happy, and that's awesome. And I think a lot has to do with the engines. The engines! Try to sound like fucking we're tammed out. America's canned out, but can't really do it because my throat hurts, but I still try. The engines of America. They're revving up. And it's all because Donald Trump may finally be pulling the trigger on what's been going on behind the scenes with him and everybody tied to the Obama administration, including Hillary, Rotten, Clinton. Sorry about that, guys. But yes, it's true, it's damn true. Shout out Kurt Angle, badass motherfucker. But yeah, so we'll see what happens, because right now it's kind of dangerous, because I know we've been saying it, but and a lot of people have been saying it, I've been saying it over and over and over again, that, you know, Trump needs to be careful because they might kill him, or they might go after him, or they might go after certain people, because they're really pushing for censorship and bringing back net neutrality, which is basically bringing back the kill switch to kill the internet so that no one's able to communicate with each other. Woo! Got out of breath right there. But, yeah. Right now, Trump really has to pull the trigger on everything. He has to be careful because who knows what they'll do right now at this point, because they've just really been caught. Like, what do they do now? And it's not if they do something, it's when they do something. Not when are they going to do it? When is it going to happen? Because they're running scared, man. Just Hillary goes down. Can you imagine just everybody going down? I mean, the Bush family. I mean, everybody is going to be going down. Man. Once they find out, every everything that Trump, I mean, Obama has done and the ties that Obama has, because it's a criminal investigation, so anything that they've done criminally, it's going to be investigated. So it's like everybody can be feasting because there's so many breadcrumbs everywhere. So we really, really have to be vigilant and watch everything, not just mainstream media. I mean, everything. Because if you like mainstream media, fine. I don't really give a shit. I don't watch it. I don't watch it. But because I feel like it is just propaganda. But basically, yeah, man. Propaganda. Don't pay any attention to it. I had to stretch. Man, it felt great. But yeah, so that's why I've been feeling a little better, but still a little worried about, you know, safety of the president. But yeah, I've just been feeling really good lately. I don't know if it's because I get to do this podcast and, you know, I get to talk about everything I have bottled up inside, I guess. I don't know, it's therapeutic. And hopefully it's entertaining for you guys and you enjoy it. But yeah, I mean, this mass awakening of everybody's becoming woke. And it's beautiful. Because now we can cut all the bullshit out and really be prosperous. Everybody can really, really have it good now. Beautiful. Now I'm just worried about, you know, after Trump's second term is over. And I say that because I know he's going to end up having to run. He doesn't want to have to do it in 8 years. He wants to do it in 4 years, but even then, after the 4 years are up, you gotta make sure whoever's getting nominated, no matter what party, independent including, or even if a new party emerges, but you gotta watch out with them. Because you gotta make sure that they have good intentions and they're not just another puppet of the globalists. But I think that's what Trump meant by doing it in 4 years. But even then, if he can bring down a freaking banking cartel, because it goes into the banking cartel. I always say that everything is gonna be flipped on its head. That's why liberals are really going to go crazy when they find out that we've been right this whole time. But if you can really bring down everybody, I mean, including the elitists, the globalists, the families, like, if you can really bring everybody down, then I get it. And yeah, 4 years, okay, but you still have to be careful because, I mean, just look at history, like, history doesn't repeat itself, but there will always be evil people. Okay? And for some reason, the ideologies of evil, their ideas, they never really go away and never die. So you just have to be careful because you don't want somebody coming in that's just going to be corrupt as well. There's no real fucking reason. That's why I would like to get into politics, but I feel like I wouldn't be accepted because of my background and everything. But I really would do good. Like, I really would take care of the people. I would be probably the most transparent politician there would be. Because I know once I start running for officer of the route, the dirt's gonna come out. So I just put all my dirt out there in the front. Like, what? Yep, this happened. Yep, this, I did this. Yep. But I'm not that same person anymore. I've grown, and I understand the magnitude of, you know, the position I'm running for, and the position I'm, If you can, you know, look past all of that, and let me show you that I could do the job that I was elected to do, then I will do so. Right? I'm not going to be a fucking bullshit. Because I would go in not trusting anybody, just going with my gut, like, not going with my gut and going with what the people want me to do. Like, really listening to the people. Because, yeah, Trump might not be able to listen to Alex Jones and InfoWars, but all he has to do is listen to the people. That's what's really doing it, I think. It's like, he goes out to these meetings and people, just regular people tell him, this is going on, this is going on, this is where he gets the information from, like, just regular people. I would, especially patriots, I mean, they want you to think that everybody in America is bad, but there's a lot of Americans that are good-hearted. They are. I'm just ready for this crazy roller coaster to be over with, so we can just all prosper and all start our businesses. We can really fix taxes, because I truly feel like if you are an American and you don't have a savings and you really are living paycheck to paycheck, then you shouldn't have to pay taxes, because you can't afford to pay taxes, because you can barely afford to pay your own fucking bills, because you're literally living paycheck to paycheck. The wealthier should be taxed more. That's okay. That's what you have to contribute. Because you are more fortunate. You don't see it as like, I'm losing money. You should see it as like, you know what? I'm doing my part in taking care of everybody in society. And I'm not saying, you know, give everybody food stamps, Medicare. No, I'm just like, you know, let them keep the taxes. Let's fix food stamps and Medicare and all these welfare organizations, so that, you know, with the money that people get to keep, they can still afford to pay for, you know, extra stuff. Something truly universal. Something logical, not made up, not a broken, bunch of broken promises and lies, you know? I'm just tired of seeing people suffer. Really, really hurts my heart. I'll tell you guys a story here, or something that basically just haunts me every day for some reason, every time I see my daughter. And I don't know, maybe I'll text my wife about it. I don't know. We'll see. I can't stop thinking about it. But I remember a while back, my wife came back home from being out with her friends, and she was crying. I said, "What's wrong?" She told me that they were walking, and they were here downtown where we live, and a man was walking on the sidewalk. It was late, it was 1 in the morning, I believe, with a little baby girl. in the stroller. That she was my daughter's, had to have been my daughter's age, and my wife was just crying. And it was kind of cool that night. And man, I started to cry, so I just, like, when I see, I'm a very empathic person. Very empathic person. Very empathic person. But that's because I realize and I understand that I'm a human being. And other human beings are just human beings like me. Like, we share the same feelings, you know. We experience anger, sadness, worry, stress, anxiety, fear. It's like, put yourself in that little girl's position. Just imagine what she's thinking. And she's going through a lot. She's a little kid out there in the elements. It's a father who knows what. You know what I mean? Content of his character could be under question. And I just had really been wanting to go back and, like, look for her and just offer some help, because I can't stop thinking about her. Because, like, every time I see my daughter, I just, just had to get that off my chest there. I'm just tired of seeing people suffer. Because when I see people suffer and struggle, you know, if they, you know, in all avenues of life, you know, financially, consciously, mentally, physically, socially, you know, it's all systematic. It's all meant so that you are purposely held back, so you purposely have to struggle with paycheck to paycheck, because they don't want you to be, like, they don't want you to end up going to school and getting education and educating yourself. And if you do, college is so fucking expensive. And all they do is normalize communism and socialism for you. All the rhetoric, you know, like, everything is just tainted. Tired of everything being tainted. Tired of seeing people suffer. Tired of seeing people struggle. Tired of people seeing people hungry. Just ready, man. Ready, guys. We need to make it happen. And if you feel the same way, man, share this podcast, please. Share this podcast everywhere to everybody. You know, check out Hurt Words. These guys, you know, they're real. They're human beings. Hopefully, Ren will be back soon. Shout out to Ren. Just became a new father, first time father. He's gonna be a great dad too. Congratulations to him and my sister-in-law on their beautiful baby. So share the podcast, guys. Follow us on Twitter. Email us at hurtwordswiththez@gmail.com. Twitter. Hurt Words Podcast, Twitter handle, @HurtWords3. You know, send us a message. Remember, you won a prize. You won a fucking prize. Share the message. Share the podcast. Together we can defeat the globalists. You know? Then we'll be up there jamming fucking bitter end, you know? Accept the outcome, feel the defeat. Bam, fucking Terrified Eyes. That's a great song, guys. Check that song out. Terrified Eyes, but they're in badass fucking band. Underrated hardcore band. Underrated. But, yeah, man. It's come together. I know everybody's calling Kanye West crazy and shit, but just, like, he said something that resonated with me because it was beautiful, because a while back, guys, I told myself that life has to happen. Like, life has to happen. It has to happen. And if I'm going to be in this system, right, I'm going to do what I need to do to be happy in the system. And the way I'm going to do that is I'm going to go with whatever the universe tells me. And what's crazy about that is because Kanye West said the same thing. We didn't say the same thing, but he said, you know, he talked about, let's just try love, let's try love. You know, he's just doing what the universe told him to do. And that's the same thing I got from it too. Like, not let's try love, but go with what your heart tells you. Like, go with what makes you happy. Do what makes you happy. Do what you have to do. Do what you have to do to survive and provide for your family. But do what you like to do as well. And become successful with that. So eventually you can break the chains. I'm just going to do what the universe tells me. That's why I do this podcast, go to work. But hey, you know, I'm happy. I got my family. I got my new niece. I love my family, and the universe is telling me that me and my family need to start a family business of some sort. Maybe it's this podcast, I don't know. Maybe it's just something else. Who knows? But you should do the same thing too. Come together with your family. Families, I mean, you're not supposed to separate from your family. Like, if I could live with my mom and my dad and I was in the same house, I would. Because you know why? Like, it just makes more sense. Like, yeah, maybe you don't need to. But for the family to prosper and to the family to actually become wealthy and to be known as a family and have, you know, gain an estate, I feel like the smartest thing for a family to do is come together, live in a house, put your money together, start a business, or start something together. I really believe so. You know, do it for a year or two, everybody saves their money, put your all your money towards something, or you put your money towards something yourself, start something yourself. You know, everybody affords everything, everybody can afford bills. And everybody has every extra money to do fun stuff as well as save. Like, it just makes sense to me. And that's what you guys should do too. Or find a group of friends that you love and trust that are really your friends, man. They really look out for you. Some, like, my wife tells me about friends she had in high school. I'm just like, those aren't your friends. Like, if they do dumb shit like that, or could do dumb shit like that to you, or your brother, or whatever, because they share the same friends. And they're not really your friends. That's why in high school, I never really had friends. Now I don't even have any friends. Just have family. Because in high school, I didn't trust any of my friends. I only trusted my cousins. And luckily, my cousins, me, he went to the same high school, and there was a lot of us. And everybody knew about our family. They knew not to fuck with us, because... Well, I mean, then the our family just gonna get involved. And there was one of us in every grade, well, multiple ones of us in every single grade. But yeah, family, man, family. So if you got friends that you can trust and you love them like family, you know, get to come together, man. That's how we all prosper, is when we come together. Duh, guys, why do you think it works? When you come together, you can all prosper. That's why I tell you, share the podcast. If you got a service or you got a product out there that you'd like for me to throw out here, you know, we average 5 plays per episode. That's 5 people, or 4, including yourself, or even more, because we do get more plays on different platforms. So it only calculates the plays that we get on the actual site, but that's all right. So it really is more. But I mean, that's, you never know. Somebody listening to the podcast might listen to what you're telling me to offer out there to everybody else and be like, oh shit, I was actually looking for that. Or you know what? I don't need it right now, but when I do, I got somebody. Or you know what? I actually know somebody looking for it. I'm gonna tell them about it. Can all come up together, guys. And all I ask for in return is you spread the podcast. You follow us on Twitter. You know, you share it. You tweet it. Send us some feedback. We can all prosper together. At Hurt Words here, man, that's all we're about. That's all we're about. It's prospering together, knowing that you're not alone, and just being open-minded and mindful, thoughtful of everything. They want us to be the opposite of that. That's just goes back to what I was talking to you about. So I feel good, but I'm still tired of everything being bullshit in the world, you know? But I just feel like everything is so far falling into place, especially with, you know, people from the FBI wanting to come out and testify in court. They want to be subpoenaed. They don't want to come out and be whistleblowers. They don't want, you know, ramifications, which I understand. But at this point, I say, like, you know, I can't tell them. I want to suggest this because I know they have families and they're scared and want to be able to provide for their families. So it can happen to them. Stuff could happen. But be a patriot. Everybody really paying attention has your back. Even if there is ramifications, I feel like you'll get back what you deserve, because it's criminal what they do to you still. And they do all that stuff to you. Time to get hurt. Good stuff. But yeah, guys, they don't want us to come together. They don't want minorities to come together. They don't want Americans to come together. They don't want the world to come together, because they just want you to accept that you have to be dependent. Bullshit. I'm scared, man. I'm really scared. I just want this shit to go down right. Trump needs to pull the trigger ASAP. 5 sessions. Fuck Jeff Sessions, man. Fuck Jeff Sessions. He's fucking compromised. All this should have been done within the first year that Trump was in office. But Sessions was too busy going after marijuana because he says it's a drug and it's bad. It's not even a drug. It's not man-made. It's like, that's what pisses me off. And that's why I'm like, everything is ass backwards. Everything is ass backwards. He's like, I don't know if you saw that Fox segment. Oh my god, with Judge, oh my god, I'm forgetting her name, I'm too hurt. Check it out, it's on Fox, and she called, it's on Jeff Sessions being the most powerful man in America, and he's not doing his job. Why aren't certain people being investigated? You know, when it's, you got James, I mean, you got criminals like James Clapper already going on with you and admitting their criminal activities. Like, come on, Jeff Sessions. Like, what the fuck? What the hell is your problem? If they tell you they're going to kill your family, like, just open up. Just open up. Yeah, you get something wrong, you're going to have to do the time, bro. But do the time. Because regardless, even if you're fired, bro, something's happening to you. It's happening to your family. At the end of the day, all these people who think they're part of the elite, you're not. You're just tools. And once the real plan for the breakaway civilization and the merger technology happens, you're not going to be there either. You're going to be dead. It's a scam. It's a giant scam. And everybody doesn't realize it. You know, like, the scammers don't realize they themselves are being scammed. Because they're not part of that. They're not at the top. You're not at the top. Hillary, Obama, Bush, your daddy. You're not at the top. You're nowhere near the top. You're nowhere near the top. Top! Sorry, I was just making sure my mic's working. Because all of a sudden, it's like not picking up anything. But I'm not sure if I'm just talking too low or what. There it goes. Because I don't know if they're going to... I don't know if they're shadow banning us, kind of. It's weird. Because just like weird little things happen here and there with the podcast and stuff. Anyways. But yeah. Fire Jeff Sessions. Get a patriot in there, man. An actual patriot that's not compromised. That'll do his fucking job. And arrest the bad people. Or prosecute the bad people like he's supposed to. Not let them get away, Jeff Sessions. Trump, also, if this gets to you, I know it won't, legalize it, bro, everywhere, executive order, legalize it, decriminalize it. Then you really have some eyes on you, man. You get a lot of the left to be like, holy shit, all right, let's see what it's about. For real, I know it sounds silly, but really. Because you might not do it either. You may have done it, tried it. And if you have, hopefully this is what happened to you. You had a bad experience, but it just awakens you consciously. It's like another level of consciousness. That's why when you do it, you're like, whoa. Like, that's why on TV they try to make it seem like when you're asking questions, you're asking them all like retarded, all stupid. No. I'm pretty sure if there's another human being next to you, you would talk about whatever's on your mind. And you'd have an intellectual conversation with them. Do it. Try it. Just tired of the bullshit. Tired of the fucking bullshit. Tired of it. I know I repeat myself, but I just get that angry. I just get that mad. That tired of it. I'm so tired of it. Guys, we could all be happy. That's all everybody wants, right? Is to be happy. For me, it's not even like want having things or possessing things. It's like just being really happy. Happy. Like being happy. As long as I can put a roof over my family's head, provide for them, get them what they want and need, most importantly, get them what they need. I'm happy knowing that I got money, you know, be happy knowing you got money saved away for a rainy day in case anything happens, you know, happy. But also happy knowing that medicines they really give you actually do what they say they're going to do, and not give you cancer or kill you faster or give you any, worse. Eating food that doesn't have pharmaceuticals in them. Drinking water that doesn't have pharmaceuticals in them. Breathing air that doesn't have chemtrails in it and nanotechnology, you know, that binds to our nervous system. Happy. Not worried about getting sick and stuff. But happy. Don't you want to be happy? Take another hit of this. You did that again. I didn't like that one, guys. I'm sorry. Don't judge me. I'm ready, guys. I'm ready for this fucking stuff to pop off. I want the podcast to pop off. That way, in case, you know, our beginning listeners, if you got something, a project you're working on, it'd be beautiful just to, like, grow together. Like, just back and forth. Just me mention you spread the word. Me mention you spread the word. Like, actually come up together. Oh, God, that'd be so beautiful. So beautiful. I'm waiting for some extra money to come in right now, you know, guys. It's kind of tough for us. And I'm not even going to ask for donations anymore. It's whatever. I'm going to do what I can on my own. And then eventually, whatever happens, happens. But, you know, we're low budget, so. It's taking me a while to get these stupid mics. But, we'll see what happens. Try to get a mic and some merchandise made so I can do some stuff around here where we're at. stickers out. Ran, finished the logo, so I'm gonna try to take it somewhere, get it scanned. And we can, and if we can get them scanned, I don't, I'll try to throw them in with the prizes too, whoever messaged us. I'll throw them in with the prizes also. And we'll give you some extra stuff too, like a little care package, you know, with some munchies or something. Dang, that's a good idea. Hell yeah. But anyways, yeah. So it's just taking us a little while, so hopefully you don't mind the sound quality. That's one thing that like really bothers me, that I want an actual condenser mic, because I can deal with me doing everything, like, not me doing everything, but like roughing everything else out, but it'd just be nice to have a mic. That way, the most important thing about the podcast, the sound quality, sounds good. You know, like, I don't really worry about the logo right now or anything like that. But I just want you guys to like the sound quality. That way, it's easy listening for you. But hell yeah. Damn, imagine growing together. Send you a bunch of business your way. You spread the word for me. You spread the word to your business that I send to you. Damn, beautiful. Reciprocal. I'm gonna stretch out real quick, guys. I'm gonna throw a munch when I get back inside after this. Oh, man. I was gonna talk about SmackDown and NXT, but I haven't got caught up with them. I'll probably watch NXT as well. Hopefully it was good. I wanna see EC3. EC3 is just so captivating to me. I'm just like, holy shit, EC3 is fucking badass. Like, I don't know. It's just, I'm calling it, EC3 is going to be a fucking champion one day, man. Now I don't mean like an Intercontinental champion, or a United States champion, or a tag team champion. I mean a Universal champion or a WWE champion. One day, someday, he will be. And he's probably going to win all those other titles I mentioned as well. But I didn't mention those titles, not because they're not important, but because I feel like he's going to win. They're going to put belts on this guy. His promo work is great. His physique is crazy. Vince McMahon's probably like jerking off all the time. And his camera work is just great. Like when he turns around and he looks like, dang, like even with just seeing that, I was like, holy shit, this guy's believable. Like, this guy has it. Yeah, fucking has it. You know, he's like a good Bobby Lashley. Big guy that's good at everything else. Big fucking muscular guy that's good with everything else. And I saw that Kaz might be injured. You know, let's actually take a look at that. WWE News. Yeah, it's looking big ass. Poor guy, he's still pretty green and he's young. I mean, I'm younger than him, but you can just kind of tell that he just needs to adjust his work output, like his just style, like it just needs to be a little bit more safer for him. I mean, it doesn't have to change it completely. But you're a big guy, man. Can't be trying to move off fast like these smaller dudes. Yeah, let me see. Oh my goodness. And that's my internet, because they're doing something outside. So they're always doing something outside. Okay, I hate it. Past couple of days, Wi-Fi's been going out. So has the TV. I know it's bullshit because just paid it. Always fucking pay it. It's like, I do my part, do your part. Take care of your shit, man. I couldn't find, like, well, I'm having problems with the computer, so I can't look it up. Dang! Also, right, I was reading an article about Pentagon Jr. He could be the heel luchador in WWE. That'd be fucking. Oh my god, that'd be so badass. Like a lucha faction. Only thing that sucks is they plan on making changes named Pentagon Inc. I feel like a slight. Slight little chance they might. Too good here. Okay, cool beans. I got it fixed, guys. What's up? Let's go look for Big Kaz again now. Big Kaz and his big fucking nipples. Let's see. Damn. I didn't see that. Another ACL. Bro, you're dying, bro. You're dying. I'm scared for him. I'm scared for him because they might just let him go because he just keeps getting injured. I mean, I know he can go to New Japan or Impact, but it's like, damn. You don't want to get rid of this from WWE, but hopefully if he does, he knows he has to use that opportunity to get himself over. This is from What Culture, guys. So WWE's Big Cass could be set for his second major ACL surgery in under a year, according to Mike Johnson on Pro Wrestling Insider Elite Audio, or PW Insider Elite Audio, I'm sorry. If true, the 7-footer could be expected to miss another 6 to 9 months of action, having only returned from his last knee injury 5 weeks ago. Cass' last injury saw him sidelined for 8 months. He came back on the April 17 episode of SmackDown, during which he was lashed into a feud with Daniel Bryan, but picked up this knee knock on WWE's recent European tour. Rumors started circulating when he showed visible discomfort and frustration after a bout in Newcastle England on May 17th, but it was presumed to be at work when the same thing happened in Amsterdam 2 days later. Now it would appear the injury is legit, although Dave Meltzer was unsure in this week's Wrestling Observer newsletter. This potentially devastating news for Cass, one ACL injury is debilitating enough, particularly for a man of his size, and if his surgically repaired knee has failed him again, it could have long-term repercussions for his career. Let's hope that if he is legitimately hurt, the prognosis isn't as grim as it sounds. Yeah, for real, see? Told you, man. They're thinking the same thing. They're thinking the same fucking thing. Crazy. Damn, I feel bad for him. Let's see what else they got. See what else is going on. Now we gotta wait again, guys. I'm so sorry. Anyways, look it. I kinda got a headache. So I'm over here playing drums and stuff. Also, guys, another thing I'd like to share with you guys. I play the drums. If you want to talk about drums, let me know. I love drums, man. Absolutely love them. Got a D-drum hockey reflex kit. I love it. With the S cymbals. Simpac, beautiful, Remo heads, Evans on the snare. Beautiful kit, sounds great. Anyways, kind of went off there. I just started thinking about my drum set because it's so beautiful. Anyways, all right. Looks like we're back there. Let's try this again before we're fucking out. Man, Pete Dunne's had that title for a year. Well, over a year, technically. You can say over a year. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Congrats, congrats, congrats. Man, WWE's gonna be on freaking TV, man. TV. I hate seeing all those freaking privacy update shits. It's just like, basically, you just, what are you trying to tell me? You're censoring stuff in Europe? Because I already kind of knew that. But what else is new? You know, guys, that's gonna do it for today's episode. So remember, get at us, Hurt Words Podcast at Hurt Words 3, so that's where to handle. Email us, Hurt Words, spelled with a Z, at gmail.com, and Instagram at Hurt Words with a Z. Send us feedback, guys. Share the podcast. Remember, never alone. You never alone. Don't let the stress get to you. Don't let the anxiety consume you. Don't let the fear eat away at you. You never alone. And remember, cannot prosper together. Keep your head up, hurt nation. If you're hurt, get even more hurt. If you're not hurt, get hurt. Stay hurt. Hurt nation, we love you guys. Have a good one. Peace out. Stay positive.